Ian Scholes, I've been following the protests on Wall Street, kind of. I say kind of because most of the coverage of the protesters has been strangely vague and hostile. It's not hostile in the way coverage of the riots in England was, calling the protesters hooligans on the Twitter, bringing down civilization as we know it. It's vaguely hostile. These protesters seem to be hippies who don't know what they want, grumble the media. Why are they there? Why aren't they telling us? Then they show a few embarrassing handmade placards, a couple topless women, and some dweeb playing a guitar. It's just a BN, sneer the media. The 60s are over. What's wrong with these people? John Avalon at the Daily Beast had a typical response, quote, "These protesters have the trappings of anarchists with Apple computers. They are earnest and know how to play for the cameras. They have internalized slogans that capture emotions but are too often unrelated to solutions. And that is a lost opportunity," unquote. Lost opportunity to do what? Raise consciousness about the treatment of animals? Get people to buy local? To go vegan? Stop the war machine? No more nukes? I, for one, am grateful that for once there's a protest without somebody shouting, "Free Mumia!" There are no bullhorns and megaphones. Have you noticed that? I'm grateful for that. And despite the media perception, the protesters I've seen don't seem to be hipsters who think they're at Burning Man without the desert part of the man. I don't know who they are. Maybe they don't think they have any answers or demands. Maybe they're uncertain. Maybe they're tired of shouting. Maybe they're going to try whispering. One thing they do claim is that they are part of the 99% of America that aren't the Koch brothers, or Warren Buffett, for that matter. If that 99% is anything like my mother, for instance, it's not one to complain loudly. There may be some grumbling under the breath, but it's more accepting, thoughtful. Not a big screamer or shouter, not a big talker, unless there's something to be said. Maybe this crowd contains teachers, students, and hotel maids, tired of being blamed for problems they had no part in creating, tired of being scapegoated, lied to, abused, robbed blind, tired of being told what to think, and most of all, tired of being ignored. So maybe they might not have anything to say right now, but maybe they're just going to sit there, in our face, until the right words come along. I gotta go.